The contract summary will appear below. Please take a moment to review the information in the summary to ensure this is the correct contract. For example, check the expiration date to ensure you didn't select a contract with similar criteria to what you searched for, but is the expired version. Under Contract Information, Additional, enter the start date for the service you're requesting. The service start date cannot be before July 1st of the funding year. Installation of C2 non-recurring services may begin on April 1st, prior to the start of the funding year on July 1st, and installation of C1 non-recurring services may begin on January 1st prior to the start of the funding year on July 1st under certain circumstances. However, in both cases, you should list the service start date as no earlier than July 1st of the funding year. Next, enter the date the current term of your contract expires. This does not include any voluntary contract extensions that you have not yet exercised. Click Continue.